Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Well, the legal tampering period has kicked off with a bang, especially for our Los Angeles Rams. They signed Jonah Jackson, the guard from the Lions, and Colby Parkinson, the Seattle Seahawks tight end. We're going to take a look at both of those signings here in a minute. And we'll also get you caught up in all the significant signings across the league, at least the ones that affect the Rams and the more interesting ones. I'm not going to give you a big rundown on every single signing. You can find that easy enough all over the internet. I'm just going to focus on the important stuff as it relates to our Los Angeles Rams. And we'll be coming back hopefully tomorrow night. We'll post Wednesday morning a roundtable with Ian, Paul, and Tom piping in on these signings, how we feel about them, how we feel about our 2024 roster as of today. Before we get to the good stuff here, I'm going to talk about a player who wore number 95 since it is episode 395. Not a lot of guys to pick from. Nobody I would characterize as a great player. Handful of decent players. One of them, Ethan Westbrook, a 2014 undrafted free agent, 6'4", 287, out of Oakland, California and West Texas A&M. Same school as Eugene Sims, who we talked about recently. Wore number 95 for the Rams in 2018, but actually played for the Rams a total of 5 years. Ended his Ram career with 9 sacks. And that's all I got for you. And perfect time of year for another free agency trivia question. Here you go. In 1997, the St. Louis Rams and Denver Broncos signed the most unrestricted free agents from other teams, 7 apiece. One of them was a quarterback they signed from the Eagles, a former quarterback at Washington State University, and his nephew would go on to play for the Rams as well. Who was this quarterback? This should be easy. So let's get to know Jonah Jackson a little bit. Going to be penciled in as our left guard for sure. Out of Pennsylvania via Rutgers and then 1 year at Ohio State, he was the third round pick of the Lions in 2020, the 75th overall pick. A 2021 Pro Bowler. He's 27 years old, 6'4", 311 pounds. He's got 4 years in the league now. Excellent run blocker. They say he struggles in the passing game at times, but over the last two seasons, 928 pass blocking snaps. He's given up 53 quarterback pressures, but just 2 sacks. So he'll be penciled in as our left guard. Avila slides over to center, and Kevin Dotson is our right guard. Man, our interior looks pretty formidable at this point. They're going to give Matthew Stafford a consistent pocket, seal that up against interior pass rushers, and leave Alaric Jackson and some help to take care of the edge rushers along with Rob Havenstein. Pretty darn good offensive line set up for the Rams. Coleman Shelton looks like he's on his way out following Brian Allen. What do they do with Joseph Noteboom? That remains to be seen. With the money they're spending here, doesn't look good for Joseph Noteboom's future in Los Angeles. 3 years at $51 million. That's essentially $17 million a year, $34 million guaranteed. And, you know, most of us Ram fans have been saying they gotta lock down this offensive line. Sean McVay apparently feels the same way, and they got it done. Now we just got to hope Alaric Jackson is up to the task. What do they do in the draft? They're probably not going to draft an interior offensive lineman early at this point. Maybe they go tackle early in the draft, though. We'll get to that another day, though. And then Cody Parkinson, the tight end, 6'7", 251 pounds, born in San Ramon. I hear he was raised in Simi Valley, I think. Played high school football at Oaks Christian, back up north to Stanford, and then even further north up the coast after being drafted by the Seahawks in the 2020 draft, the 27th pick of the fourth round. Now, he is not a prolific pass catcher, at least so far, but he certainly has the talent. 6'7", met that height in the red zone. You know, think about what the Rams struggled with last year. In the red zone, unable to convert opportunities, settling for field goals, and that was extremely dicey last year especially. So they're looking at a tight end that can be a threat in the red zone for sure, contested catches, that type of thing. And he's also noted as an extremely good run blocker and even an elite run blocker. So he has 57 catches for 4 TDs in his career, but the last 2 years, 25 catches in both seasons. Fun fact here for you, in that draft, the Steelers took Kevin Dotson 2 picks after Colby Parkinson was selected, but even more interesting, right after Dotson, the Rams drafted Bryson Hopkins. What are the odds that Sean McVay was waiting for Colby Parkinson to slip to the Rams and he maybe settled for Bryson Hopkins? Just a guess, just a theory that McVay has wanted Colby Parkinson all along. The only question I have about this signing is the price tag. 3 years for $22.5 million, $15.5 million guaranteed. That seems like a lot to me, but hey, McVay knows tight ends and he likes Colby Parkinson. And what does this mean for the tight end room? Well, right now, if we were to play tomorrow, you know, we have those 2 tight ends on futures contracts, and then the only other guy that could step on the field and play at this point is Davis Allen. And maybe the Tyler Higbee and Hunter Long injuries are more serious than we thought. We'll find out in the coming months. But if Colby Parkinson is being signed for 3 years and for that kind of money, it might be telling us something about Tyler Higbee and Hunter Long, unfortunately. But if that is the case, and Tyler Higbee and Hunter Long cannot be expected back anytime soon, Rams probably are going to draft a tight end. Or maybe one of those guys on futures contracts is going to serve that role as the young developmental tight end. Colby Parkinson and Davis Allen are the 2 go-to guys. I thought originally that they were just going to bring in a veteran, someone to provide a veteran presence in the locker room until Higbee is back. Now I'm thinking, hey, Colby Parkinson could be our tight end of the future. So the Rams add a tight end that can actually, if you think about it, help out Alaric Jackson if he gets into trouble, sealing the edge and in the run game. Rams are going to be able to run the ball extremely effectively this year, and that's just going to open up this passing game for Matthew Stafford like you've never seen before. Pretty exciting time to be a Rams fan. We'll be back in a second for a rundown on all the significant signings, and we're going to revisit my Rams shopping list.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So let's go down a list of other signings across the league that impact the Rams in one way or another. Greg Gaines, my buddy Greg Gaines, he's not coming back to Los Angeles. You know, that was my idea, and I think some of my roundtable partners poo-pooed that idea, and I guess they are right. Greg Gaines returning to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Two kickers return to their teams, Will Lutz to the Broncos after originally announcing he was going to the Jags. He returns to the Broncos, and Greg Zuerlein staying with the Jets, shrinking kicker market. Still worried about that. I know nobody else seems to care, but I certainly do. And the Raiders sign Gardner Minshew. Does that mean Carson Wentz has one less job to pursue? Possibly. And the Vikings sign two edge rushers, Jonathan Greenard and Andrew Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle is a guy that Scott Richmond had suggested for the Rams here on a podcast. So the Vikings may be moving on from Danielle Hunter, who would be the perfect fit for the Rams. Rams are running out of money, though. I don't know how they get that done right now. The 49ers are releasing Eric Armstead, and they are signing Leonard Floyd, of all people. Leonard Floyd, now we can say he's over the hill, right? Yesterday, we loved Leonard Floyd. Today, now he doesn't have it in the tank anymore. And they also signed another ex-Ram, Brandon Allen. And I guess he's taken that role previously held by Sam Darnold. I guess that would be the plan. Safety market gets dinged a little bit. Bengals add Geno Stone. So Stone goes from the Ravens to divisional rival, the Cincinnati Bengals. And the Packers add Xavier McKinney. Still a lot of safeties out there, though. And a little bit of a bummer, the Carolina Panthers have agreed to trade edge rusher Brian Burns to the Giants for a second and fifth round draft pick. Seems like a low price to pay for a talented player like that, but that contract. He's a guy the Rams are obviously interested in over the last couple of years. No idea if they're making a play for him this time around, but the search for an edge rusher continues. Some other interesting signings don't necessarily impact the Rams, but the Packers release Aaron Jones and sign Josh Jacobs. You know, I'm no expert on running backs, but I remember a couple of years ago watching Aaron Jones in some random game and thinking to myself, is this the best running back in the National Football League? He may still have it, I don't know, but the Packers moving on from Aaron Jones and taking on Josh Jacobs. That's a pretty big deal in the NFC North, I think. And another big move in the NFC North, as far as running backs, the Bears add DeAndre Swift. And in the NFC East, another player switches from one team to a divisional rival, Saquon Barkley moving from the Giants to the Eagles. Tony Pollard to the Titans, Christian Wilkins to the Raiders, and Gabe Davis to the Jags. And there will be more. There's probably some I missed. Hey, it's going to be hard to keep up with this. We will revisit this each episode, though. Now, how is my shopping list doing? I shared it a few weeks ago, and I redid it, updated it a little bit. But we got four items checked off our list of 13 items. In order, I had them listed like this. Number one, Kevin Dotson or a similar player. Well, we got Kevin Dotson, check. Number two, a number one cornerback. Now, Jeff Okuda has signed, left the Falcons, opening up a spot there. Raheem Morris, the head coach. Akilah Witherspoon still out there. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not feeling good about Witherspoon returning. Item number three, a surefire edge rusher, preferably in free agency. Maybe that's a focus in the first round of the draft. Number four, hey, we need a safety, at least one. Number five, a backup quarterback. Number six, a kicker. Number seven, another interior offensive lineman, and we can check that off our list. And someone said to me, hey, what about a center? We need a center. And I stated what I thought was obvious. Steve Avila moves to center. We just need an interior offensive lineman, whether it's a guard or a center. And we got Jonah Jackson as our new left guard. And sure enough, Avila has to be our new center, right? Number eight, an inside linebacker. Someone was throwing Bobby Wagner's name around there. I'm not sure I'm feeling that. I think we'll address that in the draft. Number nine, our next left tackle. That's kind of a stretch wish item. I'm not sure we're going to be able to get that done this year. Maybe the Rams feel really good about Alaric Jackson, and this should be removed from our list. We'll see. Number 10, a number three wide receiver, check, signed to Marcus Robinson. Number 11, a tight end, check, Colby Parkinson. Surprise to me, but definitely check that off our list. And number 12, a promising young cornerback. That would be addressed in the draft, obviously. And 13, a promising young wide receiver. Again, something else we'll have to address in the draft. Well, that's all I got, but we'll be back. Hopefully the next episode, Ian, Paul, and Tom splicing and dicing these free agent signings from a Rams perspective, trying to take stock of where the Rams are as we make our foray into free agency. And the answer to my trivia question, the free agent quarterback the Rams signed in 1997, whose nephew would go on to also play for the Rams, Mark Rypien. And his nephew, of course, our kicker from last year, Brett Rypien. That's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at larramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.